Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level, growing your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. You can learn more about us by joining our Facebook group. Go to www.facebook.com/groups/Black Belt Selling. We will add you, and you will learn more about us, some of the posts we make, and we're getting ready to really ramp up that group, making it a place where you can feel free to interact as well with other members of the group. Now, today's topic is about 5 questions you must ask your client to close the sale. And, you know, we have to remember that when it comes to closing the sale, Stephanie, that the closing is nothing more than the logical conclusion to a well-delivered, benefit-laden presentation. But one of the premier skills of a master salesperson is the ability to ask the right questions and listen carefully for the customer's response. It's in asking the right questions that you can unlock the secret that you're looking for to unlock your customer's resistance and lead to a close. So it's really important that we understand the art, if you will, of asking questions that get our customer to tell us what they're needing from us. And so before we get to those questions, though, Stephanie, let's talk about those language patterns that help us build trust with our client. What kind of language patterns are we looking for, Stephanie, when we're talking to a client?
Well, one of the first things you're going to want to be careful about is the type of words that you're using. You know, whenever you're in a sales presentation, there's a lot you can do to help encourage the client. People are naturally a little bit reluctant to being sold, and it doesn't really matter how you come into the meeting. They're usually pretty aware you're a salesperson and you are looking to close them on something. So there's a little bit of resistance, and so there are things you can do. You know, I always have to preface with this. Whenever I talk about closing, you have to believe in your product or your service so much that you would buy it yourself. The best salespeople I've ever met are the ones who wholeheartedly believe in their product or their service, and they're looking for a way to help their clients. And they know that they're the best option to help them, and so they will do whatever it takes to get that client to choose them because they know down the road that client is going to appreciate making that decision. So when it comes down to which words you're using, you want to pick words that are positive laden, words that people usually get excited to hear those. So, you know, one of the biggest words people use all the time, you know, what's your biggest problem? What's your biggest, you know, problem is a very negative word. When you've got a problem, you start to think about is problem. Problem itself is almost, you know, synonymous with dislike. So steer yourself away from words like problem that have negative ideas associated with them. Instead, you can replace them with things like challenge. Challenge invokes the idea of I'm going to overcome something. I'm going to become better than something. So challenge is, believe it or not, actually a positive word.
Well, and I think it's because it's like it's not something that you – it's not trouble. It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, it gives that whole idea of this isn't something to get in your way. It's not an obstacle. Rather, it's merely something to overcome to move forward with your life. you know, that's why it's so important to use those those powerful words like opportunity, like challenge. Because when somebody comes to me and says, oh, we have a problem, that in my staff, in my office, I don't like to hear the word problem. And I'm a salesperson. I understand all of those things. But what I want to know is, what have you considered to get us to resolve the situation? Situation's another one. What kind of situation are we dealing with here that we need to resolve? Because a problem is hard to solve, but a situation is something you can resolve. And that's just, you know what, that's just plain good old English when you're talking to people and having conversation and trying to get people to cooperate and work with you. How about the word objection? Is that a great word to use, Steffi?
No, actually, you never want to use the word objection with a client. That's a very, one, it's a very sales word. It's known as a sales word. People, you say the word objection, and all people see is a big fat "I'm a salesman" on your forehead. So you don't want to use the word objection, because they're not giving you objections in their mind, right? Because an objection, people start to think, oh, if I have objections, you're going to try and get over them. You're going to try and get past them. You're going to try and weasel around me. You're going to try and tell me. So it's not about objections. Do you have any more objections? That's kind of a rude way. You know, I would rather you ask them something like, so do you have any more concerns? Do you have any more, you know, is there anything else we need to address to make sure you're comfortable with this idea? Because it's not an objection in their mind. It's a concern. An objection is what we call it. A concern is what they're facing. They're worried about X, Y, or Z, and that's why they're not moving forward with you. Don't call it an objection. Don't be a salesman. Ask them about what their concerns are. Ask them about what you can do to help them out. It's going to make a big, big difference for you.
Right, and it helps them not to see that they have a problem, but that there is something you're there to help them with. An objection is a reason I don't want to move forward. A concern is something that I can address. So the difference in language is really, really important. So one of the things we want to do is, again, talking about a sales presentation as being a benefit-laden, or the closing being the logical conclusion to a well-delivered, benefit-laden presentation. So what we want to do is, the first thing we want to do is, we don't want to talk. We want to ask questions to get the client to tell us what their greatest concerns are. We have to find, and this is becoming almost cliche anymore in sales circles, but the fact is that it's the truth. We have to find their pain. What are they struggling with that is so distasteful to them, they're willing to pay someone to help them solve that problem? And I know I'm using the word problem. We understand it's a problem, but we don't want them to think of it as insurmountable. So the first thing we want to ask people is, you know, how can I help you today? How can I help you? It kind of sounds a little almost too easy, but the truth is that it's a great starting point to get someone talking.
Well, and you got to say, you know, when people tell me, oh my gosh, that's too easy, that's just common sense, you know, I always look at them and I'm like, okay, yeah, that may sound easy, it may be common sense, but when was the last time you used it? You see, when you're in sales, we have this tendency to put on a facade. We put our salesman on, and so we kind of operate from that place of, let me, you know, my character, right? So we've heard of the person, you know, the people, not person, but there's people who, you know, actually put on costumes to go out and make sales. And that's what we tend to do, whether we're aware of it or not. We tend to put on these costumes to make our sales. So whenever we give you something, we want it to be easy. We want it to be natural. You know, when Mom and I are teaching our Taekwondo students, we're always looking for how to make the movement more natural, how to move with the body, because it's going to make it easier for them to do the movement. Yeah, it's going to be a little awkward as they practice it. But once mm-hmm. they get into it, we're looking for what is the most natural way they can complete the movement. One, it's going to mm-hmm. protect their body. It's going to keep their body safe down in the future. Two, it's going to make them faster, better, stronger martial artists. So everything we're giving you, yeah, it may sound simple. It may sound easy. Ask yourself, when was the last time I actually did this?
Right.
You may know to do it. The question is, when was the last time you actually did it? So, yeah, it sounds easy. It needs to. It has to be easy. It has to be natural in order to work. Ask yourself how often you're doing it. I bet you'll see a big difference.
Exactly. The next thing you want to ask is you want to ask permission to ask questions. We have to remember that sales is about investigation, not interrogation. And the best way to put a customer at ease so they will share their concerns with us so we can find out what situation they're looking to resolve. Again, something so significant that they're willing to pay money to get this resolved. And that is, you want to say, may I ask you a few questions? It gives you permission to ask the questions, and it gives them the reasonableness to give you permission to do that. So you're not doing something. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was gonna say, you know, it also it helps them feel like they're in control of the conversation. You know,
exactly.
People get resistant when they feel like they're losing control. And so, mm-hmm. as a salesperson, and you're all about controlling the conversation, and you are in control. This is my conversation. And yes, you do want to be in control. As a salesperson, you do actually want to be in control of the conversation. But you don't want them to feel like they are out of control. Does that make sense? You don't want them to feel like they have no control. Because if they feel like they have no control, I guarantee you will not make the sale. Because they feel like it's not their decision. And we are huge, mm-hmm. huge fans of free will. Their permission to ask them questions. Next thing you know, they're going to be surprised. They'll be pleased that you asked their permission to ask the question. And they'll always say yes. No one says no to that. But it helps them feel like they are in control.
Which gets us back to the whole idea. There are language patterns that solicit certain responses. So if you ask someone if you can ask questions, then what you're doing is you are paying them respect, and it's also part of building the trust that you need in order to move forward. Now, the next thing another question you want to consider asking is you want to find out how they've made this decision, a similar decision in the past, because that's going to affect your sales presentation. so you can ask them, how have you made a similar decision in the past? Or how have you bought health products in the past? And they'll tell you, you know, well, I had to talk to my wife, and, you know, she had, and they may not tell you everything all up front. That's why you have to be a very good listener. They may tell you, you may find out that they actually were willing to spend more money than what they initially told you they were willing to spend. Eric Lofholm tells the story about when he went and he bought his first house. And he tells the story that, one, his wife had to be happy, but two, more importantly, the realtor they were dealing with learned that if the wife was happy, he was willing to spend more money than what they originally said. So if they were willing to spend $150,000, because the realtor spent the time with them to find out how they purchased previously, he knew that he could show them more expensive houses and they would be willing to possibly purchase those because their past pattern was to purchase more than what they initially thought. And so you want to ask the question, how have you made a purchasing decision like this in the past? Or when you bought a similar product, when you bought health supplements in the past, what was the process that you used to make a decision? And most people will tell you, because they, most people really want to be upfront with you. They don't want you to manipulate them, but they don't want to manipulate you either. There's usually a mutual respect for each other in most situations that they want you to know how they've made a decision so that you're working with them and not against them. And that's a powerful, powerful tool in getting close to a close.
Well, and I can also add to that a little bit there. You know, some of you guys are aware I've been working with horses my entire life. Pretty much my entire life. Love working with horses. I think they are, you know, one of the, it's a great experience. If you've never had the opportunity to really do some work with a horse, I highly recommend it. But one of the things that I was taught very, very early on is that horses are mirrors. Horses mirror back whatever it is you're giving them. So if you're scared, your horse is going to get scared.
Mm.
If you're confident, your horse will be confident. Well, you know, the more I've learned about humans, the more I've realized that humans are the same way. If you're confident, if you're really in this to help them out, you're not doing this to manipulate them, to use them, they will respond the same way. Now, you go in there with the intent to manipulate and to use them and to be abuse them, and you're going to get the exact same response. But if you go in there with the intention to help them, they will respond the same way.
Well, you know what? We're going to continue on this track here just shortly, but we are at the halfway point. We do want to let our listeners know that we are excited for a couple of reasons. One, we've been talking about our CD set, and those are still available. The set is our most popular interviews from the first year of broadcasting with the greatest sales trainers on the planet. You will learn how the mental attitude necessary to break through obstacles to success, the critical component often overlooked for building confidence to close, how to close before asking for the order, and strategies behind the close to become a master. Now, the CD set also has some bonuses and will include a bonus track that you'll be able to download from the internet. Again, if you are interested, you want to reach out to me at annajoescheller@gmail.com, and we'll share this again at the end of the show. Also, I'm very excited that my first book is ready for publication on Amazon. So more about that in the next week or so. I think we're going to do the big launch next week, Stephanie. So I'm very excited about that. So our listeners want to keep their eyes and ears open. Join that Facebook group, because that's where we're going to be sharing a lot of information about the upcoming launch. Okay, well, let's get back to what everybody's here for. 5 questions to close the sale. And we've talked about 3, but let's talk quickly about transitioning to the close. You know, the transition, that's where some people kind of get lost. They really don't know how to go from talking to people to gracefully asking for the order. So it's not really a question, but we want to help people make it an easy transition. So Stephanie, why don't you share a little bit about that?
Okay, so when you are bringing someone, you know, I always tell people you want to be as transparent as possible with the person, your prospect. When you're transparent, they feel they can trust you. They don't feel like you're hiding stuff from them. They don't feel like they're going to get blindsided by you, you know, halfway down the road. So you always want to be as absolutely transparent as possible with your prospect. And one of the ways you can do this is by keeping them appraised of what you're doing each step of the way in the sales process.
And there you go.
So when you get to the close, it's very easy. Hey, so what I want to do now is I want to tell you a little bit about how I think we can work together to help you overcome the challenges that have been causing you so much stress in your business, and how I think we can take your business to the next level. Once I'm done here, you'll have the opportunity to move forward with the program or with this or with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a question. It's an easy transition. So this is how we work with clients like you. Based on what you've told me, this is what I think is going to be the best option.
This is where you go from, I've been asking questions, I've been letting you talk to me. Now I feel like I've got enough information, and it's time for me to talk to you. I've got enough information, it's time for me to tell you what I can do to help you instead of you tell me what your challenges are.
And by keeping people informed of where you're going, then they know to expect the next step. It's not a surprise. It's not something that's going to jump out and bite them, but they know this is where we're going. And I'm going to say this really quick. I don't want to spend too much time on it. This is a topic all by itself, but it's really important that you close them. You do a disservice when you lead them through the sales process and then you don't tell them how you can solve their problem for them. But it does have to be money. And because it's money, we think, oh my gosh, you know, then we think we have a problem. But you've already discovered what they're willing to pay someone for to solve. And so it is your duty to ask them for the order, to let them know how you can help them solve their problem. So that's a really critical, critical thing to keep in mind whenever we're in front of a customer. But I want to talk about how to address objections before they come up, because so many times we kind of get to the point that we dread the objections, and the objections actually can be handled through questions before we get to the close. Remember, we've been talking about investigative selling, right? And so sometimes the objections will come up because we haven't provided enough value to the client to make a decision right then and right there. So I like to use the trial close. And again, this is a question, but it also helps you to have a feeling for where they're at and what they're willing to do. So, for example, if we meet certain conditions, so let's say you've discovered their budget's $2,000 and they want to do it in 3 installments or they need payments, you could say, if I can show you how to move forward with $2,000 in a payment plan, is there anything else holding you back from moving forward today? And then be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, this is part of the, I don't want to call it the ask and be silent technique, but it is kind of. Because you're asking them to give you information. You're trying to close them on giving you more information. And so it's really important you give them time to think about that. Is there anything else holding you back? If I'm going to solve this problem for you, if I'm going to solve your concern, is there anything else that's going to suddenly crop up as holding you back from wanting to move forward? You know, because I can tell you guys, the number one thing people try and freak out about is price. Oh my gosh, everyone tells me it's too expensive. I can tell you something right here and right now. I have not gotten the price objection in a long time. And it's not because my prices are cheap. My prices are not cheap. My prices are right where I want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
$500 for a weekend seminar, $1,000 a month for coaching. It's not cheap. But I don't get the price objection because it's never about the price. It's never about the price. It's
mm-hmm.
always about something else. What they're saying is, when they say it's too expensive, what they're telling you is, I'm not getting enough value to be worth that amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So whenever they're giving you an objection, make sure you're dealing with the right one, because the most common objections, I need to talk to my spouse, I need to, you know, it's too expensive and I need time to think about it, they're not real. They're not legitimate. They are someone's excuse for why they're not going to give you a decision today. They've got something else holding them back that's made them afraid to move forward. you have to figure out what that is. So is there anything else that is a concern to you or something that is just in the back of your mind that's keeping you from moving forward on this other than the price?
And you have to give them space to think. They're waiting in their mind, them back, and they haven't been forthcoming with it. You're an amount of respect and interest in them. Give them space to answer, because they know that by giving up, they are also making a sale. So if you will let them take that step by being silent and listening, you are making, you're getting closer to the sale. There's one last question. We don't have much time left, but there's one last question that you want to bring up with your client, and that is, what haven't I covered yet that is important to you? I love that question. What haven't I covered yet that is important to you? And that is a whole topic by itself. But see, that tells the customer that you're in it for them. This isn't about you. And if you don't have the answer, Stephanie, what should you do?
If you don't have the answer to, have I covered, or is there anything else I haven't covered that's important to you?
Right. Is there, let's say they bring up something you hadn't considered. What should you do?
Oh, you know what? That is a really good question. No one's asked me that before. Why don't I find that out for you? Because now I'm curious too. That's a valuable question. Wow, I can't believe you thought of that. That's phenomenal. That says you're putting a lot of thought into this. Thank you so much. Let me find out for you because that is important. Now, here's the thing. At this point, the instinct is to say, and I know we're almost out of time, but at this point, the instinct is to say, let me find that out. I'll get back to you and we'll sign you up then. No. What you say is, that's a great question. I'm really glad you thought of that. I'm not quite sure, but I will find out for you. But regardless of what the answer to that is, that shouldn't stop us from moving forward together. Because if the answer is, you know, X, we can do X, Y, Z to solve it. And if the answer is Y, then that's perfect. That's exactly the answer you need. So regardless of what the answer to that question is, I will find it out for you. But let's go ahead and move forward today. Don't be afraid to ask for the close, even if you don't know the answer, because it really doesn't matter. Either you're going to be able to help them or you're not. But you can always craft a solution to whatever it is that they're coming to you asking for.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, wow, we are at the end of another fabulous, fabulous episode. Again, we want to just remind you about the CD set, top broadcasts from our first year of broadcasting, and watch for the launch of my first book, Closing with Confidence, Black Belt Selling. I took it from an interview with our mentor, Eric Lofholm. So I want to invite you to join us next week. We're going to be talking about that. Stephanie, why don't you close us out and let our audience know how grateful we are to have them with us today.
Well, we thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day to join us. You know, without you showing up, there's no point in us getting on and running this call every single week. You guys make us what we are. You guys give us the reason to get up here. Your questions, your feedback, your help, that keeps us motivated, keeps us inspired, keeps us helping you become black belts in sales, because a black belt is an expert. A black belt is a champion, and champions get paid. We look forward to seeing you guys again next week. Again, like Mom said, check out our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. We look forward to seeing you guys around there, around here, and we'll talk with you again very soon. Until then, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Thank you so much, and have a good night.